Lord, we're thankful for a good lunch.
也就我们非常感恩有这样好的午餐。
And we're thankful for a God who loves us and provides so much for us.
我们感谢这样呢，有这样一位神的爱我们，为我们提供了如此丰富的东西。
And so, Lord, as we've come to study your word, we pray that you will teach us.
也主啊，当我们开始学习您的话的时候呢，我们祷告您教导我们。
And also, Lord, we pray that you will help us, some with big needs today.
也同样，我们也祷告呢，我们就有很大的需要的人，求您帮助他们。
So we pray for Hong Lu's father-in-law and the family, that the blessing of God will be upon them at this difficult time.
所以呢，我们为那个陆航的岳父还有他的家人呢，我们呢祈求呢神的赐福会降临在他们身上，在这个艰难的时刻。
And we pray in particular that the dear father will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
所以我们特别祷告的马杰的父亲呢，会相信主耶稣基督为他的个人救主。
And we pray for Cynthia, Lord, and the issues in her life, and so many others with issues in their lives. Lord, bless them and open their way before them, we pray.
主啊，我们也为圣思雅，就是说在她人生里出现的问题，还有其他的很多人，他们人生里也出了问题，求您呢，打开他们前面的路。
Now, Lord, help us as we study in Genesis this afternoon.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们在我们今天下午学习创世纪的时候。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪第28章。
And the verse begins, 28 and 1 says, Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him.
这个里面呢，创世纪第28章第1节开始说，以撒叫了雅各来，给他祝福。
What's peculiar about that sentence?
这个句子有什么特别的地方呢?
Well, the last we read about Jacob was that he had lied to his father.
以上就章呢，我们学到呢，雅各呢，对他父亲撒了谎。
Now his father blesses him.
现在他的父亲呢，祝福他。
Is he saying that that Jacob was right when he lied to his father?
所以他说了，雅各对他父亲撒谎的时候，他做对了吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为。
But I wonder if Isaac wasn't basically saying, you know, I was wrong when you felt it necessary to lie to me.
所以这个呢，就是说是他就是说，我认为呢，以撒会说呢，就是说，当你觉得你非要跟我撒谎的时候呢，我觉得我做错了。
Remember, Isaac decided to bless the boy who brought him good food.
所以大家记得以撒呢，决定呢，赐福给那个，就是说是祝福给那个给他带来美食的孩子。
And I think Isaac recognized he was wrong, never should have done that.
我认为呢，以撒觉得他呢错了，他这永远不该那么做。So,
repentance and saying I'm sorry is a foundation of life. Do it often.
所以呢，就是悔改，说对不起，这就是说是人生的那个基础，要经常那样去做。And
then he said, and he charged Jacob and said to Jacob, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother."
这个然后呢，他接着说呢，并嘱咐他说：“你不要娶迦南人的女儿为妻，你起身往巴兰亚兰去，哎，到你外公比示利家里，在你舅舅拉班的女儿中娶一女为妻。” How
old was Jacob?
那雅各当时多大？
Probably 40 years old.
有可能40岁了。How
many boys do you know 40 years old who would say yes, Daddy? After his father told him who to marry.
所以呢，你认识多少个这样的男子？就是说呢，当他的父亲跟他说呢，你要娶某某为妻的时候，他已经40岁了的时候，他会说好吧。
Doesn't sound very reasonable, does it?
听起来没有什么道理，是不是？
Do you think there was something special about Jacob?
你认为那个以撒是不是有什么特别的地方呢？
you think he was humble enough to listen and to obey his parents?
认为呢雅各呢是就是他能够就是说是足够的谦卑啊然后去听他父母说话吗
?Why didn't Isaac and Rebecca tell Esau who to marry?
所以为什么以撒和利百加要告诉雅各跟谁结婚呢
?Because he wouldn't have listened.
因为他呢不会听。
Esau said, I'll marry who I want to marry. Thank you very much.
他说以扫呢就说那我想跟谁结婚就跟谁结婚谢谢。
Isaac and Jacob said to, sorry, Isaac and Rebecca said to Jacob, there's something more important than who you might want to marry. It's the will of God.
那以撒跟利百加呢告诉雅各说呢你对你跟谁结婚是非常重要的这是神的旨意。
Jacob said, yes.
雅各说好。
And Esau was so far gone, I don't think they ever asked him.
所以呢，以扫呢，我认为呢，到目前为止呢，他不听他们的话。
And then wonderfully, Isaac goes on and blesses Jacob.
那最终呢，以撒呢，就是以撒呢，就是他最终呢，祝福了雅各。
Now here's the blessing that the father gives to the son.
现在呢，这就是父亲给儿子的祝福。
May God Almighty bless you.
愿全能的神赐福给你。
Do you like those words?
你喜欢这样的话吗
？That's pretty good.
非常好。
Wouldn't matter what else he said, would it?
你不管他说什么，是不是呢
？Imagine God Almighty blessing you.
就想象一下全能的神赐福给你。
And make you fruitful and multiply you.
所以你生养众多。
40 years old doesn't have a wife. And the Lord says, and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples.
所以这个就是他40岁呢还没有结婚，但是呢主说呢使你生养众多，大大在加增。
Not one but many nations coming from you.
所以现在呢就是很成为多族。
And verse 4, and give you the blessing of Abraham.
第四节说呢，将应许亚伯拉罕的福给你的和你的后裔。
Had God ever blessed Abraham?
神有没有赐福给亚伯拉罕呢？
How many times?
多少次？
Anybody ever count?
也没人数过。
The only answer I have is many times.
所以我唯一的答案是许多次。
God had pronounced blessings on Abraham many times.
所以神呢向亚伯拉罕呢宣告了很多次。
How many of those blessings did Jacob inherit?
所以呢有多少那样的祝福呢雅各继承下来了呢
？All of them.
所有的。
Is that pretty good?
这是好事吗？
That's pretty good.
非常好。
Okay, and who will get them? To you and your descendants with you.
所以谁会获得呢？就是你和你的后裔。
Now one of those is that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham.
所以使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神给亚伯拉罕的地。
Was that the greatest of the blessings that God gave Abraham?
这就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的最大的福气吗？
No.
不是。
Why then was it emphasized?
那么这里为什么要强调呢？
Well, because it's the easiest to prove.
这个是非常容易去证实的。
Okay, so here you are, what, 3900 years later, and who's in the land of Israel today?
所以这里你知道，那就是3800-3900以后，谁住在那个以色列那片土地上呢？
Jacob's children.
雅各的后裔。
Okay, that's pretty. Did God give Jacob more than that?
所以神呢赐给雅各更多的这比这更多的东西吗？
Yep. How can you prove that?
是的，你怎么去证明呢？
Well, because he gave them the land that they're living in today. 8 million people living in the very land that we're reading about right here.
因为他呢，他赐给他们住的土地，他们仍然住在那里。就是说，他现在在以色列这边土地上有800万以色列的后裔住在那里。
All of them descendants of Jacob.
所以都是雅各的后裔。
Okay, and if that doesn't cause you to say, wow, then you're not doing very well.
所以如果这个呢，就是说是让你去说啊，你做的不好。
All right, so verse 5.
第五节。
So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau.
第五节说以撒打发雅各走了，就往巴旦亚兰去，到亚兰人比士利的儿子那边那里，那边就是雅各以撒的母亲利百加的哥哥。
Now as you go through these passages, one question you continually ask is family important?
因为你如果说一直是读这样的文，这一段的话，你就是说你会不会出现这样一个问题呢？就是家庭是不是非常重要的呢？
This is a family story.
这是家庭的故事。
Is family important to you?
这是家庭对你来说是不是重要的？
Question, what family?
所以问题是什么样的家庭？
There's two families in your life, I hope.
所以在你的人生里呢，我希望有两个大家庭。
The first one is the family you came from.
所以第一个家庭呢，是你出生的那个家庭。
And the second is the family you're going to.
所以呢，第二个家庭是你要去的那个家庭。
What's more important?
哪一个家庭更重要？
The family you're going to is more important.
所以你要去的那个家庭是更重要一些。
Is the family you came from still important?
你来的那个家庭仍然重要吗？
Yeah.
是。
Why did Hong Lu go back to China?
孙东豪为什么现在回中国去了？
Well, because his father-in-law is dying, that's why, it's family.
因为他的岳父要死了，这就是为什么他要去，这是他的家庭。
He's not going to stay there.
他不会留在那里。
He's living in Canada.
他住在加拿大。
And I'm going to submit to you that the family to which he is coming is more important than the family that he left.
因为就是说我要跟大家讲呢，他呢来到的那个家庭呢，比他出来那个家庭呢更要重要一点。
What is the family he came to?
他来到哪一个家庭？
You look around.
你呢周围看一下。
That's us.
就是我们。
That's the family of God.
就是神的大家庭。
Okay, now the Summers family, it's important.
所以你知道吗 ，Summers 的家庭呢非常重要。
But the family that I'm going to, it's more important.
但是我要去的那个家庭呢更重要。
I told you, I went to a Summers reunion once.
因为大家，我跟大家讲了有一次呢，这个 Summers 的都姓 Summers 的一个家庭有个大聚会。
I felt it was important that I go.
我认为呢，我对我来说去参加非常重要。
The reason was that there were about 100 people there.
所以原因是有大概100多人在那里。
And I was the only person there with the name Summers.
我在那里是唯一一个人的名字就是姓叫 Summers。
Okay, that's strange. You go to a Summers reunion and you're the only Summers there.
所以那这个有点奇怪，你去参加那个 Summers 的那个聚会，结果呢你是唯一一个姓 Summers。
I think my grandfather had seven. Our grandfather had seven children.
我认为呢，就是说我的爷爷呢有啊七个孩子。
But only one of his sons had a son, and that's me.
所以只有他的一个儿子，有一个儿子，这就是我。Okay,
is that important?
这个很重要吗？
Sure, that's more important.
这个非常重要。And
the family of God at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以在那个神的大家庭的第16间福音教会。And
the family of God that goes far beyond 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. That's important.
所以这个呢，神的大家庭远远超过第16届福音教会的那些大家庭，都是也重要。Now
the sad thing is that in heaven, not all our cousins are going to be there.
所以悲伤的事情呢，是在天堂里，我的那些亲戚并不是都会去天堂的。So
my family in heaven that comes from the church is going to be far greater than my family that comes from my natural family.
所以呢，我在教会的这个大家庭的家人呢，远远重要过我在来的出生的那个家庭的家人。But
the lesson, as we go through this now for the rest of the book, is going to be family. Family is important.
因为就是我们要学的功课是在这一章里，后面我们继续学的那些都是关于家庭的，家庭是非常重要的。
So what's Esau do?
那么以扫都是，以扫
Verse
做了什
6.
么？以
Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take himself a wife from there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan.
第六节，那个以扫在干嘛？以扫见以撒已给雅各祝福，并且打发他往巴旦南亚去，在那里娶妻，并见祝福的时候，嘱咐他说：“不要娶迦南人的女儿为妻。
Two references in that verse to the word blessed.
所以这个有两个参考，在这一节经文里关于那个祝福的。
And so, I think he felt very envious at this point, because he had got a blessing from his father after Jacob stole the first blessing, but now Jacob gives him a second blessing far better than the first.
所以我认为呢，以扫呢那个时候开始嫉妒了，因为呢神呢，通过以撒呢赐福给那个雅各，那个第一个雅各本来是以扫的，被雅各偷去了。那么时候呢，现在呢，以撒呢又给雅各第二个祝福，这个第二个祝福呢比第一个要更重要。
So I think Esau started thinking about all this.
而是以扫呢开始来思考这样的一些问题。
And he probably said, you know, My mother and father aren't terribly impressed with my wives.
所以呢，你知道吗？我的父母呢，对我的妻子不大那个高兴。
And so he says, I've got to do something.
他说呢，我必须要做点什么。
My father's even prepared to bless my brother.
所以我的父亲呢，也甚至是准备好要祝福我的弟弟。
What should I do?
那我应该怎么做呢？
What would you have done if you'd been Esau?
如果你是姨嫂，你准备怎么做呢？
Well, you go to your mother and father and say, Excuse me, but I'm disappointed that you don't like my wives. What can I do?
所以你会说呢，你去找你的父母，你说对不起了，我就非常的失望，你不喜欢我的妻子，那么我应该怎么做呢？
Jacob basically said to his father and mother, Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it.
所以雅各基本上跟他的父母说呢，你要我做什么，我都去做。
Esau said, No, I'm going to do it my way.
以扫说呢，不，我要照我自己的方式做。
Anybody can say, I'm going to do it my way.
任何人都可以说呢，我要照我自己的方式去做。
What happens when you do it God's way?
那如果你照着神的方式去做，会发生什么呢？
He blesses you.
他赐福你。
What happens when you do it your way?
如果你照着你自己方式做，会发生什么呢？
Hang on to your hat, you're going to go through a whirlwind.
所以在你在大脑里想一下，你要这经历这个世界。
He saw verse 7 that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan Aram.
那第七节说，又见雅各听从父母的话，往巴旦亚南去了。
Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abram's son, the wife of Nebajoth, to be his wife, in addition to the wives that he had.
第八节说，以扫就知道他父亲以撒看不中迦南人的女子，便往以实玛利那里去了，在他二妻之外又娶了马哈拉为妻，她是亚伯拉罕儿子以实玛利的女儿尼拜约的妹子。
It's interesting. Verse 7. He saw that Jacob had obeyed his father and mother.
现在就是非常有意思，在第八节呢，他看见雅各呢顺服了他的父母。
How old was Esau?
那么以扫多大？
40 years old.
40岁。
How many wives did he have?
他有多少妻子？
2.
两个。
Who was the boss in his life?
所以在谁在他的人生里是他的老板？
He said, I am. I'm the boss.
他说我就是，我是我的老板。
There's a parallel in these stories between two other brothers. One was called Cain and the other was Abel.
所以说这个里面呢，就是有类似的故事呢，的另外两个弟兄呢是相似的，一个叫该隐，一个叫亚伯。
Abel said, I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
亚伯说呢，我要想要做神要我做的事情。
Cain said, I'm going to do it my way.
那个该隐说，我要照我自己的方式做。
Jacob said, I'll do what God wants me to do.
雅各说：“我要做神要我做的。
Esau said, I'll do it my way.
以扫说：“我要照我自己的方式做。
Don't be like Cain. Don't be like Esau. Don't do it your way.
不要像那个该隐，不要像以扫，不要照你自己的方式做。”
So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael.
所以呢，那个以扫呢去找以实玛利，他娶了马哈拉为妻。
Why did he marry Mahalath rather than another Canaanite?
所以呢，为什么呢娶那个马哈拉而不是另外再娶一个迦南人呢
？Well, he said, "If I'll marry Abram's granddaughter."
他说我要跟亚伯拉罕的孙女结婚。
Jacob's going off to Padan Aram. He's going to marry his mother's niece. And so he said, "I'll marry in the family too."
所以呢，那个雅各呢，他去到巴旦亚兰去呢，跟他那个母亲的侄女结婚。他说呢，以扫说，我也要娶一个亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Is that wise?
这个是明智的吗？
Does it really matter precisely who you marry? If you had to marry somebody in a family, you could choose between two or three girls or two or three boys. Which would you marry?
所以这个里面就是你选择跟谁结婚呢，或者嫁给谁是非常重要的嘛。就是说，如果你有两三个女朋友要选择的话，那如果是你有两三个男朋友要选择，那你会选择谁呢
？And you probably all noticed that not all the boys in the family are the same.
所以你们大家呢都知道，就是在家里的不并不是说所有男孩都是一样的。
And not all the girls in the family are the same.
也并不是说在一个家里所有的女儿都是一样的。
And I think some might say, I'm glad I married you, not your sister.
所以我就是觉得有些人会说呢，我非常的高兴，我娶了你，而不是娶了你的妹妹。
I'm glad I married you, not your brother.
所以我很高兴呢，我嫁给你，而不是你的哥哥。
Okay, and so he basically said, technically, Ishmael is related to the family too, so I'll take a daughter from there.
他基本上说呢，技术上那个以实玛利的家里的呢，也属于那个他的家庭里，所以他也要在那里找个人结婚。
Okay, now we don't understand all the details of all these things. We can't understand this.
所以我们并不理解这些所有的事情的细节，但是我们可以理解这一点。
In the important things in life and in the unimportant things in life, make sure you do it God's way.And not your way.
所以在你人生里重要的事情或者不重要的事情，你都要确保你正按照神的方式去做，而不是按照你自己的方式做。
And so Esau's family is not going to be successful. Jacob's family is.
所以以扫的家庭呢不会成功，那么雅各的家庭呢会成功。
All right. So verse 10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba. He was living in Beersheba and went toward Haran.
第十节说呢，雅各出了别是巴，他当时住在别是巴，向哈兰走去。
And I can't remember how far it is, maybe 200-300 miles. It's a big distance.
所以呢，我们不知道到底有多远，大概呢有两三百英里，是一个很长的距离。
It's a long walk.
所以你要走很久。
So verse 11, he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place, put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，他就在那里住宿。他拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺下睡着了。
You have a good sleep last night?
你昨天晚上睡得好吗
？You sleep on a stone?
你是枕着枕头睡的吗
？No, you say I got a special pillow.
你说不，我有一个特别的枕头。
He had a special pillow. It was a stone.
他也有一个特别的枕头，那是个石头。
I don't think it was comfortable.
我不认为很舒服。
I think he slept because he'd been walking all day.
我认为他睡着了，是因为他一走了一天了。
But it's not my choice for a pillow.
因为我不会选择使他做枕头。
Verse 12. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，电影神的天使们在梯子上下上去下来。
So, did you have a dream last night?
你昨天晚上做梦了吗？
Was it God speaking to you?
神呢跟你讲话了吗？
Well, I had a dream last night.
所以我昨天做了个梦。
It ended up almost like a nightmare.
所以呢就是结束的时候基本上是个噩梦。
The last thing was, I lost my cell phone.
所以呢最后一件事情是我的手机丢了。
I said, I don't like dreams like that.
我说我不喜欢这样的梦。
哦，做梦。
Does God still speak in dreams?
所以神是仍然在梦里跟你说话吗？
Not really, no. How's he speak?
所以并没有，他是怎么说的呢？他在圣经里跟我。
Say to Jacob, Jacob, did you read the Bible this morning?
他跟那个就是雅各说，雅各今天早上你读的圣经了吗？
Jacob says, I don't have a Bible.
雅各说我没有圣经。
I'm part of the first book. How could I have a Bible?
我是那个圣经第一部分的一个角色，我怎么可能有圣经呢？
So how's Jacob? How's God going to speak to Jacob?
那么神怎么样跟雅各说话呢？
Through a dream.
通过梦。
How's he going to speak to you?
他怎么呢？他怎么跟你说话呢？
Through the Bible.
通过圣经。
Don't depend on your dreams.
不要去依靠你的梦。
It's true. I was happy when I realized.That I still had my cell phone and it was just a dream. I said, oh, that's so very nice.
所以呢这是一个事实，我呢醒了以后非常高兴，因为我的手机仍然在那里，我说啊太好了。
All right, his dream is, that he saw a ladder or a stairway up to heaven.
因为他的梦里呢他看见一个梯子或者一个阶梯通到天上。
And the angels of God were going up and down on the stairway.
所以呢，神的天使在梯子上上来下去。
What was the top of the stairway?
所以呢，在那个就是梯子的这一顶端是什么？
What was the bottom of the stairway?
那么在那个梯子的这下端是什么？
Jacob.
雅各。
What were the angels doing going up and down?
那么天使在上来下去在做什么？
Well, they were coming down with instructions from God as to how to look after Jacob.
所以他们从上面下来，那是带着神的指令，怎样去照顾雅各。
And they were going up.
他们上去了。
To get more instructions and provisions to bring down to Jacob.
他们在那里得到更多的指令和更多的供应下来给雅各。
Is that a good deal for Jacob?
对雅各来说是个好的交易吗？
If you got a ladder between you and God that the angels are going up and down on?
如果你有这样一个梯子，那个呢，就是说是上面听通着神，天使在上面上来下去。
You say, Lord, that's what I want.
你主要这是我想要的。
I want the angels to look after me.
我要天使来照顾我。
And I'll ask some questions, and they'll run up to you, and then you can come down with the answers and the provisions and everything else. And I say, Lord, that's a good deal.
因为我问他天使一些问题，天使马上跑到上去，就是问神，然后带着神的指令和很多的供应下来，告诉我说主啊，这就是我想要的。
Would you rather be Jacob or Esau?
你想念是雅各还是以扫？
You say, I think I'd rather be Jacob. Thank you very much.
你说我宁愿是雅各，感非常感谢。
All right, what else do we know?
其他我们知道什么？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
And behold, the Lord stood above the ladder, the stairway, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father. I am the God of Isaac, the land which you on which you lie.I will give to you and your descendants.
这个里面第十三节说，耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你父亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺之地给你和你的后裔。
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
非常好，是不是？
Have a nice sleep last night, Jacob.
这雅各呢，昨天晚上睡得非常好。
He says they got a bit of pain in the neck, but other than that, it was a good night.
这个人他的脖子睡得很疼，但是不管怎么说，那一晚呢，还是个非常好的一晚。
Lord says, Jacob, I'm going to give you all this land.
神说雅各，我会把这所有的土地都赐给你。
We sometimes talk about the great preacher that we appreciate, Bill McDonald.
所以我们通常呢，就是谈论这个一个伟大的讲道人叫马唐纳。
Bill McDonald was a very successful businessman when he was a young man.
所以马唐纳呢，在他年轻的时候是一个非常成功的商人。
He was a Harvard MBA working in the investment business, and many of his cohorts became billionaires.
这个里面呢，就是说他当时的是拿到了哈佛的 MBA， 然后在一个投资公司工作，他的很多同事呢，后来都成了亿万富豪。
Last time I was with him, he took me for a ride in his car, and it was an old, broken down old Ford.
所以呢，上次呢，我跟他在一起的时候呢，是他呢用他的车载我去一个地方，然后他的那个车呢是一个非常的破旧的一个福特车。
Even I had a better car than that.
我的车甚至都比他的车好。
And then he told me this story.
然后他告诉我这个故事。
He said, you know, sometimes I drive through California. I drive through the orchards and the vineyards and the beautiful lands all around.
所以他说，有时候呢，我就在加利福尼亚开车，看到周围那些非常的漂亮的建筑，还有那些葡萄园，所有的这一切。
And then he says, I pray.
然后我祷告。
And he says, I say, thank you, Lord, for giving these beautiful lands to me.
他说呢，我感谢主把这个美丽的这片土地赐给了我。
And thank you for all these men and women who are taking care of them for me, so that in the millennium they'll be in good shape when I get them.
所以呢，感谢您呢，让这么多的男男女女呢带我照顾这片土地。那么说呢，当我进入千禧年的时候呢，因为这些人的照顾，这片土地仍然很美。
He didn't have them then. He still drove the Ford.
他没有一片土地，他仍然开着那个老的福特。
But he was happy because he didn't have to prune any of the vines or look after any of the fields because God had other people doing it for him.
但是他非常高兴，因为他不用去给那些葡萄树剪枝，也不用去照顾那些所有的土地和其他地方，因为神已经派人带他照顾了这些地方。
Jacob said, "All I got is all this land and not even a pillow."
所以呢，就是说是神呢，雅各说呢，我所得到的所有的这些土地，甚至这块石头做枕头。
What's the value？
所以呢，是有什么价值呢
？The promises of God for tomorrow。
所以神呢，给你的明天的应许。
Or comforts for today。
会安慰我们今天。
Okay, you'd rather have the promises of God.For tomorrow, and a stone pillow, than a comfortable pillow, and no hope for tomorrow.
所以你宁愿要一个神给你明天的应许，今天的枕着一块不舒服的石头枕头，而不愿意要一个很舒服的枕头，而没有明天。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth.You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north, to the south, and in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
第十四节说，你的后裔必像地上的尘土那样多，必向东南西北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
That's a pretty big deal.
这是个大的事情吗？
Nobody knows how many precisely Jews there are in the world today, but 20 million is probably a good suggestion.
所以没有人知道在世界各地到底有多少犹太人，2000万应该是一个很好的估算。
And in all the families of the world, there's going to be the blessing of Jacob.
在所有的世界上的家庭呢，就是都要通过那个雅各得福。
So how many of you are alive today because of the blessings of Jacob's family to you?
所以你们有多少人今天呢仍然活着， 是因为那雅各的和他的家人给你带来的赐福呢？
And of course, you don't know the answer to that question.
当然了，你不会就知道这个答案的关于这个问题的。
But many of the basic medicines in the world today were invented by Jacob's family.
当然了，很多当今世界上的这些基本的药物都是雅各的后裔发明的。
And if in fact they hadn't invented those blessings, probably some of us would be dead.
事实上呢，如果他的后裔没有发明这样的药物，我们中间有些人可能早就死了。And
so some of the enemies of the Jews today say, we're not going to buy anything from Israel. We don't want the Jews. We don't want that. And so they say, we're going to boycott everything.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是当今的世界犹太人的一些敌人呢，他们说呢，我们不会买任何的犹太人所做的东西，所以他们要抵挡那个犹太人的东西。And
so the doctor says to them, well, if that's the case, you can't have this medicine, and you won't be able to have that medical exam.
所以呢，事实上呢，就是医生说呢，如果我们你不吃这个药，你就不会做那个，就是说是医学测试。And
they say, oh, well, it's not that bad. I'll take the medicine anyway.
他们说啊，这也没有那么糟糕，我不管怎么说，我把药吃了吧。And
so, is that a pretty good deal?
这是一个好的交易吗？
Yes, in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。But
what's better than that?
那还有什么比这个更好的呢？
Verse 15.
第15节。
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
你这个人说，看哪，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保守你。
Isn't that better than all the others put together?
因为这些比所有的那些加在一起都好吗？
Imagine God being so good.
你想象一下神是如此的良善。
I'm with you, Jacob. I remember you lied to your father.
所以呢，就是说我也与你同在，我知道呢你的父亲。
I remember you stole the birthright from your brother.
我们知道呢，就是说呢，你的弟，你的哥哥把那个独生子的权利卖给你了。
But I'll be with you, Jacob.
雅各，我会跟你同在。
And I will keep you wherever you go.
所以呢，不管你去哪里，我都会保守你。
And I will bring you back again.
所以我会领你回归这地。
I will not leave you.
我总不离开你。
Until I have done what I've spoken to you.
直到我成全了向你所应许的。
Okay. You'd say thank you for blessings like that.
Okay, 谢谢你给我这样的赐福。
It's true, all the other blessings are wonderful. And the blessings of Abraham that he inherited are fabulous into eternity.
所以这个呢，就是也是其他的那些祝福呢，都是奇妙的。那么最奇妙的是属于亚伯拉罕，他拥有祝福亚伯拉罕以后拥有所有的永恒。
And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
那第十六节，雅各醒了，说耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
So what would you have done if you'd had a dream like that there?
如果你在那里做到那样一个梦，你会做什么？
I think I'd have stayed another day for another dream.
对，我认为我在那里再待一天，再做一个梦。
It's a pretty good place.
这是一个非常好的地方。
I like this place.
我喜欢这个地方。
Where do you learn all the good things about God?
你在哪里学到所有的关于神的美善？
From the Bible.
从圣经里。
Did you read it yesterday?
你昨天读了吗？
Yep. What are you going to do tomorrow?
是的，那明天你怎么做？
I'm going to read it again.
我明天再次读。
I got all kinds of good stuff yesterday.
我昨天呢得到所有的好东西。
I got enough sense to come back tomorrow.
为足够的理由明天再来。
Absolutely marvelous.
绝对奇妙的。
Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
他就惧怕说, 这地方何等可畏, 这不是别的, 乃是神的家, 也是天的门。
Do you understand God enough to be afraid?
你有没有足够的去了解神, 然后呢, 敬畏他呢?
What would you be afraid of?
那你怕什么?
You'd be afraid of disappointing him.
你能害怕能让他失望?
You'd be afraid of disobeying him.
你害怕你不顺服他?
You'd be afraid of getting in the way of the blessing.
你害怕呢,离开呢,他祝福你的路。
So then verse 18, then Jacob rose early in the morning, took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, poured oil on top of it.
第十八节是雅各清早起来就把所整的石头一座柱子浇油在上面。
This is a special place, he said.
但是这是一个特别地方,他说,
and I'm just going to take this pillow and turn it from lying flat, get it up on its head, put some oil on it, and say, God spoke to me here.
我要把这个枕头呢,把它这样竖起来, 然后在上面呢,浇点油, 说神在这里跟我讲过话。
Verse 19 says, he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city had been Luz previously.
因为第十九节说,他就给那地方起名叫伯特利,那地方起,但那地方起先名叫路斯。
What's the word Bethel mean?
那伯特利是什么意思呢?
Beth is the word, the Hebrew word for house.
所以呢,伯特在希伯来语里呢,就是房子的意思。
Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. What's that word mean?
伯利恒是主耶稣基督出生的地方,那是什么意思呢?
Beth, house.
那伯利是房子。
Lehem, bread.
恒是粮食。
Bethlehem, the house of bread.
所以呢,伯利恒,粮食的房子。
Why was Jesus born in Bethlehem?
为什么主耶稣基督要在伯利恒出生呢?
Because he said, I'm the bread of life. He that eats of me will never hunger.
他是因为他说呢,我就是生命的粮,吃了我这粮的永远不饿。
Beth El, what's Beth El mean?
那么伯特利是什么意思呢?
El is one of the many names for God.
所以利是很多神的名字的之一。
Beth El, the house of God.
所以伯特利是神的房子。
If you were here this morning, Beth Abara.
因为如果你今天早上在这里有个叫Beth Abara。
Beth, house.
Beth是房子。
Abara, do you remember?
Abara,你记得什么?
River crossing.
所以呢,
the house of the river crossing.
所以呢,那个是穿过河的房子,那么说呢,这是过河的那个房子。
Bethlehem, the house of bread.
所以伯特利神的房子。
Beth El, the house of God.
所以呢, Beth El是神的殿。
Bethany, up on the top of the hill outside of Jerusalem. Bethany, what's that mean?
所以 Bethany在那个耶路撒冷城的那个山顶上那个城市叫那什么意思呢?
The house of dates.
所以呢是枣的房子。
It's interesting. Up on the Mount of Olives is the house of dates, Bethany, and a place called Bethphage.
所以呢就是非常有意思，就是在那个山顶上有个叫那枣子的房子，还有一个叫Bethphage。
What's Bethphage mean?
Bethphage 什么意思?
It's the house of figs.
所以那是好无花果的房子。
If you wanted to be a farmer, where would you go to be a farmer?
如果你想成为一个农民，你想在哪里成为农民呢？
I think that's where I go. It's a house of olives and dates and figs.
所以呢，我记得那个地方是我应该去的，那是橄榄的房子，然后那枣子的房子，还有无花果的房子。
Jacob said, this is the house of God.
雅各说这是神的房子。
I'm going to remember this place.
我要记住这个地方。
God spoke to me, I'm going to remember.
神跟我说过话，我要记住。
And so he put a pillar there, poured oil on it.
那里立了个柱子，浇油在上面。
Bethel had previously been city called Luz.
那个伯特利那个地方起先名叫路兹。
Luz. What's Luz mean?
路兹是什么意思呢？
It means departure.
那是离开。
It means perverseness. I don't know if Roy can translate that. Perverseness.
I don't know what's perverseness.
Okay, perverse is something very wrong.
So perverse 是什么非常不对的东西？
Going in the wrong direction.
这错误的事情走在错误的方向上。
Like the meaning destruction.
所以呢，这就是一个毁灭的那样的一个意思。
Luz was a very bad place where people left and went in the bad direction.
所以呢，就是说是努斯呢是一个非常坏的地方，当人们呢就是说做错的事情离开的地方。
And God took that bad place and made it the house of God.
所以神呢把那个坏的地方呢，拿来做了神的殿。
That's what God wants to do for you and me.
所以神要在你我身上所做的。
I was Mr. Perverseness. I was Mr. Departure. I was going my own way.
我是一个要毁灭的人，我是一个就是说是离开的人，我在走我自己的路。
And God stopped me and said, Harold, I don't want you to be going your own way. I want you to become the house of God. Let me come into your life, Harold.
所以呢，神呢就让我停下来，停下来以后呢，他说：“Harold，我不想让你在你人生里走你自己的方向，我要把你那变成神的殿，然后呢，我要在你里面做工。
”Okay, so frankly, Jacob was impressed.
所以坦率的说呢，雅各呢非常的印象深刻。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you."
第二十节，雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保守我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的家。凡你给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。”
So he said, "God, this is what I want you to do for me."
这个是神呢，这就是我想要你对我所做的。
I want you to be with me and keep me as you promised.
所以我想要你呢和我在同在，并且保守我，就像您应许的一样。
I'd like you to give me bread to eat and clothing to put on.
我要你呢就赐给我食物吃，衣服穿。
And I don't need much more than that, he probably said.
所以他有可能说呢，除了这以外，我可能不需要任何其他的东西了。
But he adds verse 21, so that I come back to my father's house in peace.
现在他在第二十一节里加上说呢，使我平平安的回到我父亲的家。
Family important?
家庭是非常重要的吗？
Yeah.
是。
All right. He said, then the Lord shall be my God.
然后说，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
Verse 22, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house.
第二十二节说呢，我所立的柱子的石头必作神的家。
I'm going to remember this.
来记住这一点。
And then he concludes, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
所以呢，最后呢，他说呢，凡你给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
Does that sound like a Jewish businessman talking?
听起来像个犹太商人在说话吗？
He's the father of the Jewish businessman, you know.
他是所有犹太商人的祖先，你知道吗？
I don't think he meant it in a bad way.
我认为他那是一种错误的方式在做。
But frankly, that's a pretty good deal.
坦率地说，那这是一个很好的交易。
As a matter of fact, I'm prepared to make that same deal with any one of you.
所以呢，就事实上呢，我想呢，跟大家做每一个人做同样的交易。
If you give me whatever you give me, I'll give 10% back to you.
如 恶你呢，不管给我什么，我会给你十分之一回报。
Okay, Josh, if you give me $500, I'll give you 50.
所以老陈，如果你给我500块钱，我会给你50。
Okay, is God a good God?
神是个很好的神吗
？Did Jacob ever starve?
所以呢，雅各有没有挨个饿呢？
God's a good God. You remember that?
神是个好神，你们大家记住。
I said once, God, I'll give you 10%.
我也是跟神说了，我要把十分之一给神。
Many years after that, I went to a Bible study.
有那年以后呢，我去到参加一个圣经学习。
And the man said in the Bible study, just probably 8 or 10 of us in a little Bible study, he said, "When was the last time you increased the amount of money you give to God?"
因为那就说是大概那个参加圣经学习的有8到10个人，他们说呢，上次你把那你在多得的钱给神是什么时候
？So I'd been giving God more than 10% up to that point, and then I thought he's right, Harold, you got to give him more.
所以呢，就是说我给神的超过了十分之一，我说这个是做对了 ，Harold， 你应该多给点给神。
So That's not a rule.
这个并不是个规则。
That's the Old Testament.
这是旧约。
10%. What's the New Testament?
十分之一。那么新约你是什么样的呢
？Is it 2 Corinthians 9:8 something like that? Goes like this. I'll quote it for you.
所以呢，就是《哥林多后书》第9章，我是这样的，我就是说是。就是背给大家听。
Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver.
所以每个人按照心中所想的给，并不是说一定要就是按照什么样的东西去给你神，因为神呢，他喜欢那个就是一个喜乐的心去给。
You give to God what you purpose in your heart to give to God, but make sure that you give God something.
所以你给神呢，不管你心里想着要给多少，但是你要确保你要给点什么。
So I'm looking it up here. It's 2 Corinthians 8 or 9 something. What is it again? 9:7. I said it was 9:8. I'm sorry. 9:7. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
这是《哥林多后书》第9章第7节。他刚才抱歉，因为他说的是第8节。第七节说呢，个人要随心里所定义的捐献，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。
So verse 1 of chapter 29 now says, So Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east.
创世纪，我们回到创世纪第29章第1节说，雅各起行到了东方人之地。
Do you think he had trouble going over the next few miles?
你认为他呢很难走后面的几英里吗
？Or do you think he was smiling all the way, say, God's a wonderful God?
或者说你认为他一路上都在微笑，说神是一个奇妙的神。
He's promised he's going to look after me. He's going to help me.
他的应许呢，他要帮助我，他要赐福给我。
And verse 2 says, He looked and saw a well in the field, and behold, there were 3 flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. A large stone was on the well's mouth.
第二节说呢，看见田间有一口井，有3群羊卧在井边，因为人引羊群都是用那井里的水，井口上有块大石头。
Now all the flocks would be gathered there, and they would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth.
那第三节说呢，常有羊群在那里聚集，牧人把石头转离井口引羊，随后又把那石头放在井口的远处。
Now I'm not sure all the details of that. I presume that the well had a lid on it or a stone on it, probably to keep other people from stealing the water, and maybe to keep the dirt from going into the well.
因为我对这些细节呢不是很了解，但是我认为呢有可能呢，这里有个井，然后呢他们有盖子或者石头盖在上面，这个以防止别人来偷水，或者说以防止那些尘土和脏东西掉进去。And
so here we are, and it's early in the day or the middle of the day, and there are three flocks of sheep around the well, waiting for the well to get the lid taken off.
所以这里情况是这样的，大概是在一天的中午，中午的时候呢，这里有一个井，一个井呢有三群羊呢躺在那个井旁边，等待着有人把石头挪开，他们可以喝水。And
Jacob said to them, "My brethren, where are you from?" And they said, "We're from Haran."
第四节说，雅各对牧人说：“弟兄们，你们是哪里来的？”他们说：“我们是哈兰来的。”So,
what do we know about Haran?
所以我们对哈兰了解多少？
Well, Haran was the name of the town in which Rebecca, Jacob's mother, lived, and the town to which he was going.
因为这个里面的哈兰，那是当时呢雅各的母亲呢利百加，他所来的那个地方也是一个城市，他将要去的。It
was actually the name of Abraham's brother.
其实上是一个就是说亚伯拉罕的兄弟的一个地方。And
he had died early, but the town was named after him.
所以呢，他呢早年就死了，那么说呢，这个城市以他命名的。Then
they said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know him."
第五节说，他们问他说，拿赫的儿子拿班，你们认识吗？他们说，我们认识。
Laban was his uncle, Rebecca's brother.
拿班是他的舅舅，是利百加的哥哥。And
he was actually the son of Bethuel, the son of Nahor, but often in the Bible, the word son and grandson are the same. So Nahor was Laban's grandfather.
这个里面呢，就是说是，当时他是那个拜斯和拿拉赫的儿子，在圣经里通常呢说呢是儿子呢，实际上是孙子。那么说拿班呢是拉赫的孙子。So
he said to them, "Is he well?" They said, "He is well." And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep.
第六节说雅各说他平安吗？他们说平安。看呐，他女儿拿姐领着羊来了。
So she was a shepherdess.
所以呢，他是个牧羊人。
Did you know in the Bible, many of God's people were shepherds?
所以你知道吗，在圣经里很多属神的人，他们都是牧羊人。
Can you name any other?
你可以举出另外一些名字吗？
Well, Moses was a shepherd.
摩西是个牧羊人。
David was a shepherd, that's right.
大卫王是个牧羊人，对。
And in the New Testament, why, men like Paul and Timothy, they were shepherds. Shepherds, not a sheep. They were shepherds of people.
所以呢，在新约里，像使徒保罗、提摩太，他们呢也是牧羊人。他们不是牧羊的牧羊人，他们是牧人的牧羊人。But
they had the same kind of heart.
但是他们有同样的内心。All
right. So, verse 5 again. They said, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know him." So he said to them, "Is he well?" And they said, "He is well. And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep." Then he said, "Look, it's still high day or early in the day. It's not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them."
第六节说呢，你们认识吗？他们说我们认识。然后第六节说，雅各说他们平安吗？他们说平安。看到他女儿拿姐领着羊来了。第七节他说看日的还高，也不是牲畜聚集的时候，你们不如引羊再去放一放。He
basically said to them, "What's the matter with you guys? Don't you know how to feed and water sheep?"
所以他说呢，你们这些人呢有什么毛病吗？你们难道不知道怎样去给羊喝水，照顾他们吗？
This is not the time of day to water sheep. This is the time of day to be feeding the sheep.
这个时候并不是说是给羊喂水的时间，是给羊吃的时间。
And so they said, well, we cannot. These guys knew all about good excuses. They said, we cannot until the flocks are gathered together and they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep.
所以呢,他们就说,我们不能,他们并没有很好的借口。他们说,我们不能闭着羊,牵起人才,把石头转泥井口才可以饮羊。
So he's speaking to these people. I'm not sure who they were. They may have been the shepherds from the other three flocks. We don't know precisely who they were, but Jacob was carrying on a conversation with them.
因为这些人的雅各呢,当时跟他们说话,我们不知道他们是谁,他们有可能是那三千羊的那些牧羊人。那么说呢,他们来到这个时候,那雅各呢,开始跟他们讲话。
Verse 9, now while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess.
第九节说呢,雅各正和他们说话的时候,那姐领着他父亲的羊来了,因为那些羊是他牧放的。
And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother.
这时候就是雅各看见舅舅拿班的女儿,拿姐和舅舅拿班的羊群,就上前把石头转进井口,引他舅舅拿班的羊群。
That sound like a good business deal to you?
对你来说是一个很好的生意交易吗?
All the others sitting there with their hands on their, and they're saying, duh, we can't do anything. And Jacob says, this is what you do. Take the lid off the well and water the sheep.
对,所有的人呢,当时他们坐在那里,他说,我们不知道干什么。那么说,雅各说,你们难道不知道干什么吗? 就是把那个井盖移开就可以让羊喝水就可以了。So
if you were going to hire a shepherd to look after your sheep, which one would you hire, Jacob or these other guys he's talking to?
如果你要雇一个人呢,看过你的羊群,那么说呢,你是雇佣这个雅各呢,还是雇佣另外几个跟雅各说话的那几个人呢?
Now, among other things, what kind of a man was Jacob?
除了其他的事情以外,那个雅各是一个什么样的人呢?
His brother was a hunter.
他的哥哥是个猎人。And
he saw when here and there, he was a man of the woods, I tell you.
所以呢,就是说那个以撒在这里那里到处跑,他是那个森林里的人,我告诉给你们。And
Jacob, the Bible says, was a plain man.
所以呢,雅各呢,圣经说呢,他是平原上的人。He
was a stay-at-home man.
他呢,是待在家里的人。And
I think some people probably felt sorry for him.
我认为呢,有些人呢,可能为他来感到遗憾。But
I want you to remember, he was a strong, plain man.
所以呢,但是呢,我要你们大家记得,他是一个非常的强壮的平原上的人。
And he moved the stone. He didn't get the other five guys to help him. He did it himself.
因为他自己呢,就是把井盖石头就挪开了,他并没有等到另外其他的五个人呢帮他,他自己就能移动。So
he might have looked plain on the outside, but he was strong on the inside.
他们的外表呢,看起来可能是平淡的,平凡的,但是里面呢,非常强壮。
Verse 11. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
然后雅各亲吻那姐就放声而哭。
What kind of a man was he?
他是什么样的人呢?
He was a man with a big heart.
他是有一个很大的一个心的人。
I think it probably was love at first sight.
所以我认为呢,他可能一见钟情了。
We don't read those words.
我没有读那样的词,
but he kissed Rachel.
但,
she was his cousin.
但他就亲吻了那姐,
and he wept.
他放声大哭,
why do you think he was weeping? Maybe he remembered what God had said to him at Bethel.
他有可能记得那神在伯利伯特利跟他说的话。
Remember, this is what he said.
其实这是他所说的。
He said, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
就是呢, 我会和你同在, 呢, 保守你,
I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
所以我不会离开你, 直到我来跟你说了,
and I think when he saw Rachel, he said, Lord, you've really been good to me.
我认为他看到拿姐的时候,
absolutely amazing.
绝对神奇的。
Verse 12 says, Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son.
第十二节说呢,雅各告诉拿姐自己是他父亲的弟兄,是利百加的儿子。
So she ran and told her father.
所以呢,拿姐就跑去告诉他父亲。
How fast did she run?
她能跑多快呢?
Do you think she ran pretty fast?
你认为她跑得很快吗?
Do you think she maybe remembered that there was a similar story when a man came to the well?
所以呢,就是你觉得她是不是记得同样类似的一个故事,一个人来到井边呢?
And he met her aunt Rebekah.
然后呢,碰到了他的婶婶利百加。
And God brought wonderful things to her and to her family and to her aunt Rebekah. The blessing was God, of God was there when this man came to the well.
这个里面呢就是神呢,对他的那个婶婶呢,就是或者说是他的那个,他家里,通过他呢,就是说是赐福给他们家里很多奇妙的事情,因为有一个男人来到井边。
I think she was impressed with her cousin.
我认为她对她的那个亲戚呢,感到非常的印象深刻。
She probably ran home to say, Dad, you won't believe this, but it's true. It looks like it's happening again.
因为她有可能很快地跑去跟她父亲,她说呢,爸爸,你可能不相信这一点,这个是确实是事实,这个事情又发生了。Among
other things, this is a love story.
所以呢,除了其他的事情以外,这是一个爱情故事。
Oh, it's true, it's just the beginning of a love story, but it's a love story.
这个也是个事实,这是一个爱情故事的开始,但是确实是个爱情故事。
Did you remember that God's stories are love stories?
你认为你都记得神的故事都是爱情的故事吗?
Okay, if it's a love story, who's the lover?
那么说那是爱情的故事,谁是爱人?
And this is the story, Jesus loves me.
这就是这样的故事,主耶稣基督爱我。
Okay, that's a good story.
这是个好的故事。
Verse 13. Then it came to pass when Laban heard the report about Jacob's sister's son that he ran to meet him, couldn't slow him down either. And he embraced him, kissed him, brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things.
所以第十三节说,拿班听见外甥雅各的消息,就跑去接他,他可能也等不及了,就抱着他与他亲吻,领他到自己家,雅各将这些事都告诉了拿班。
So how long do you think it told Jacob to tell Laban all those things?
因为呢,就是说雅各呢,告诉拿班所有的事情要花多长时间呢?
He had a lot to say, didn't he?
有很多话要说,是不是?
He had to tell Laban everything that had happened.
他告诉拿班所有的发生的事情。
For the last how many years since this family had seen Rebecca?
也就是过去的多少年呢,自从这个家里人第一次看见利百加的时候。
So I think he spent a lot of time bringing Laban up to date on the family.
所以他花了大量的时间呢,把他家庭的所有的事情都向拿班更新。
Verse 14, and Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and my flesh, and he stayed with him for a month.
也就是说,拿班对他说,你实在是我的骨肉,雅各就和他同住了一个月。
Well, it probably took him all a month to tell the stories about what had happened.
犹大跟他花了一个月时间告诉他所有的发生过的故事。
Jacob would have had to tell everything to Laban. Laban would have had to tell everything to Jacob. That's a lot of words.
所以呢，雅各呢必须把所有的事情都告诉拉班，拉班也要把所有的事情告诉雅各，这样呢，他们要讲很多的话。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be?"
第十五节说，拉班对雅各说，你虽是我的弟兄，岂可白白的服侍我？告诉我，你要什么为工价？
What was Jacob doing for that month?
那么雅各在那一个月里做了些什么？
Well, he was living in Laban's house.
他住在拉班的房子里。
And what was he doing while he was living in Laban's house?
当他住在拉班的房子里，他在做什么？
Well, he went for a swim every afternoon.
所以呢，他每天早上起，
He got up late.
他呢，就是晚起。
He partied. It's a vacation.
所以呢，开聚会，这是一个度假。
Is that what it says?
这是这样说的吗？
No, he served his uncle.
所以呢，不是的，他是服侍他的舅舅。
What kind of a character did he have?
这是有什么样的一个品德呢？
He had the character of work.
这是有一个工作的品德。
He saw Rachel at the well.
他看见拉杰呢在井边。
And he acted as a shepherd.
然后他呢就是工作起来像个牧羊人。
He's staying with Uncle Laban.
他和他舅舅拉班住在一起。
He gets up in the morning the next day.
第二天的早晨就起来。
What's he say?
他说什么？
Is there anything I can do to help you today?
今天我能跟你做点什么，能帮到你吗？
And he does that for a month.
他那样做了一个月。
Could I remind you?
我能不能提醒大家？
The people of God are not lazy.
所以说神的人不懒。
Okay, if you're lazy, then smart enough. You might have been lazy yesterday, but don't be lazy tomorrow.
所以呢，如果你非常的懒惰的话，那么你是非常聪明的人。你昨天也许你很懒惰，那明天就别再懒惰了。
Was Jacob lazy?
那雅各他懒惰吗？
No. Was he perfect?
他不是的。
No.
他完美吗？也不是。
But he wasn't lazy.
但是他并不懒。
Okay. If you get going.The Lord might be able to direct you. If you're just going to sit there the whole time, you're not going to accomplish very much, and you're going to be hard, very hard for the Lord to move you.
因为如果说呢，你跟着主往前走，那么主会指给你这一方向。如果呢，你成天坐在那里不动，那么说呢，主在你人生里可能做不了什么，也可能呢，主呢很难让你起来去做点什么了。
Verse 16. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah.And the name of the younger was Rachel.
也就是说，拉班有两个女儿，名叫利亚，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉杰。
Rachel's eyes were delicate, but sorry, Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
也就是说，利亚的眼神柔弱，拉杰却貌美动人。
And so, Laban had said to Jacob.What should your wages be? As long as you're with me, I should probably start paying you. What do you want me to pay you?
所以呢，拉班对雅各说呢，你要多少工价？就是说是你跟我待在一起，只要你跟我待在一起，我要付工钱给你。那么你想要什么样的工价呢？
Now Jacob loved Rachel, and Jacob said.I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter.
第十八节是雅各爱拉杰，就说我愿为你的小女儿拉杰服侍你七年。
What do you think of that?
你对怎么想这一点？
I've been pondering that.
我在思考这个。
And I'll tell you my story.
我告诉你我的故事。
I've known lots of really lovely girls in my life.
我在我的人生里呢，认识很多那个可爱的女孩。
But I never met one that I was prepared to go to her father and say, "I will serve you for 7 years if you'll let me marry your daughter."
但是我从来没碰见这样的一个女孩说呢，直到我愿意去跟她父亲说呢，如果你让我跟你的女儿结婚，我会给你工作7年。
How much was Jacob worth as a servant?
所以呢，就是雅各作为一个仆人，他的价值是多大？
If he were to go on the job market today, what would you pay him?
所以呢，如果今天呢，在工作的市场去找工作，你会给他多少工资？
And frankly, I don't know the job market the way I should, but I don't think you'd ever be able to get a servant like Jacob for less than $150,000, $200,000 a year.
所以呢，就是说是我认为呢，就是说是我。认为在我对今天的工作市场不太了解，但是呢，我本来应该更多了解。我认为呢，如果你要在当今的工作市场上雇佣一个像雅各这样的人呢，你最少呢要付他年薪10万到20万，
7 years.
7年，
That's a million and a half.
大概是那100到150万，
And he didn't have that money.
他并没有那个钱。
So he just said, "I'll serve you for 7 years." And if you were Laban, what would you have said?
所以他说呢，我就是坐在这里跟你工作。如果你是拉班，你会怎么说？
I think you would have said, "I think I'm going to like this guy. I think he's be a good son." Yeah, I'll take that.
我认为呢，他说我肯定喜欢这个孩子，他会是一个很好仆人。好吧，好吧，给我工作吧。
Laban, verse 19. Said, it's better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me.
所以呢，第十九节，拿班说呢，我把它给你，好过给别人，与我同住吧。
So the stories you read in the Bible are very strange stories.
因为呢，在圣经里写的一些故事是非常奇怪的一些故事。
They're wonderful stories.
他们是奇妙的故事。
And they place great value on things that are important.
因为他呢，就是说是对那些事情重要的事情上呢，他是有非常大的价值的。
Did Jacob love Rachel?
那么雅各爱拿结吗？
Yes.
是的。
Was he prepared to pay for her?
他准备好呢，为他付出吗？
Yes.
也是。
I don't understand dowries very well. Dowries sometimes go in one direction, sometimes go in the other direction.
所以呢，我对这个嫁妆呢，就是了解的不多。有时候呢，嫁妆呢是朝这个方向走，有时朝那个方向走。
Sometimes the groom says to the father, "I will pay you for your daughter."
所以有时候呢，那个新郎呢会跟他的父亲说呢，我会付钱来得到你女儿。
Sometimes the father says to the future son-in-law, "I'll pay you to take her."
有时候那些父亲对他将来的女婿说呢，我付钱给你，你就把她娶了吧。
What's the real love story?
什么是真正的爱情故事？
Jesus said, "I love you, Harold."
主耶稣说呢，哈尔德，我爱你。
I'll go to the cross.
我会上十字架。
Absolutely amazing.
绝对奇妙的。
Beautiful stories.
美丽的故事。
Verse 7. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed like a few days to him because of the love he had for her.
第二十节，雅各就为拿结服侍了7年。他因为深爱拉杰，就看这7年如同7天。
Do you think Rachel was impressed?
你认为就是那个拉杰会非常感动吗
？Do you think she said, "Oh, I don't know whether I should marry him or not. I'm not really sure he loves me."
那你认为他会说呢？我不是确定我到底要不要嫁给你，我不是很确定，就是你是不是真的爱我
？No, he loved her.
那不是他爱他。
And Jesus loves you and me.
那主耶稣都爱你我。
And it's all going to work out just fine.
这所有的一切呢，都会的，就是有很好的结果。
Verse 21. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her."
那也说那雅各跟他们说日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我好进到他那里。
And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast.
所以那班那些摆设宴席请去了那地方的众人。
You can understand that.
你可以理解这一点。
Are weddings important?
那么婚礼是重要的吗？
Yeah.
当然。
Have a big deal wedding.
其实婚礼非常重大的意义。
There's something wrong with our society, you know.
你知道我们在当今的社会有什么东西不对，你知道
？At least two things.
就最少两件事情上。
Not everyone believes in a big wedding.
那么并不是每个人都相信需要一个甚重大的婚礼。
And not everyone believes in a big funeral.
也不是说是每个人都相信需要一个重大的葬礼。
And God believes in both.
所以真相信两样。
Jesus went to a wedding.
主耶稣基督参加婚礼。
He never went to a funeral.
他从来没有去参加个葬礼。
Well, that's not true. The only funeral he ever went to, in the best of my knowledge, was the funeral where he healed the man who was in the casket.
因为这个呢，也不是说是真的。他第一次参加的葬礼呢，是他去让一个已经呢在棺材里死了那个人让他复活。
It was at Nain, and the funeral procession was coming down the road.
所以这样的就是说是一个人的那个送葬队伍在路上走。
And he and his entourage were coming down in the road in the opposite direction.
所以他的门徒们呢，其实说就是相反的方向跟他们遇到了。
And when they got together, the Lord Jesus healed, raised from the dead the man who was in the casket.
所以呢，就是当他们碰在一起，那主耶稣他们让那个在棺材里的那个人们让他复活了。
So they all went back to town together.
他们是说回到城里去了。
Beautiful stories.
是美丽的故事。
Okay, so, Yes, you just remember, funerals are important, weddings are important. Do it God's way.
这个呢，你要记得，葬礼、婚礼都是重要的呀，但是要按照神的方式去做。
Verse 23. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her.
23节到晚上，拉班将女儿利亚送到。送来给雅各，雅各就进到他那里。
And Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a maid.
拉班又将女仆细珀给女儿利亚做使女。
So it came to pass in the morning that behold it was Leah, and he said to Laban, What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you 7 years? Why then have you deceived me?
二十五节说，到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对那边说：“你向我做的是什么事儿呢？我服侍你不是为拉结吗？你为什么欺骗我呢？”
Do you think Jacob was disappointed?
你认为雅各非常失望吗
？Frankly, I think Jacob was pretty blind.
就坦率地说，我认为雅各他眼睛非常瞎。
Duh, are you you or are you your sister?
你是你还是你的姐姐呀？
You remember a question like that?
你记得这样一个故事吗？
Isaac said, are you you or are you your brother?
那个以撒说你是你还是你的哥哥？
Oh, Jacob said, I'm my brother.
他说呢，我是我哥哥。
And it could have been.That Leah said in the middle of the night, I'm Rachel.
这有可能说呢，在半夜的时候，利亚说呢，我是拉结。
It was the morning.
在早晨。
When Jacob realized he'd been lied to, it was the morning when Isaac realized, or it was after the fact Isaac realized he'd been lied to.
所以呢，就是说在早晨的时候，雅各呢，他意识到呢。他被骗了，就像那个以撒，再后来意识到他被雅各骗了一样。
Okay, so the principle now is this: do the right thing the right way.
你现在原则是这样的，你要做正确的事情，按照正确的方式去做。
Did Jacob do the right thing when he wanted the blessing from Isaac?
雅各呢，当他想要得到以撒的祝福的时候，他做的事情是对的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did he do it the right way?
他以正确的方式做了吗？
No.
没有。
He told a lie.
他撒谎了。
Does it matter whether you tell the truth or a lie?
所以呢，你就是撒谎还是讲真话重要吗？
Well, you just ask Jacob.
你就问问雅各就知道了。
When he wakes up in the morning and realizes that his bride that he'd been working for 7 years wasn't his bride at all. This guy, Laban, had lied to him.
早晨醒来以后呢，他意识到他的新娘呢，并不是他工作了7年想要得到的那个新娘，他就觉得他撒谎了。
And there's a lot of people in life who can look back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years and said, that's when I did it wrong. I did the right thing, but I did it wrong. That's why I'm paying for it today.
所以大很多人呢，他回顾前面的10年、5年，或者说10年、50年，他说呢，这就是那天我做错的事情，以错误的方式做，所以今天我要为此付上代价。
So what does Laban's name mean? Laban, what's that mean?
所以拿班的名字的意思是什么呢？
Laban means white.
所以呢，拿班是。White. 拿班的名字是白的。Ever
met a Mr. White?
你有没有碰到过白先生了？
Okay, but Mr. White was a liar.
所以白先生是个撒谎的。Mr.
White was white on the outside.
所以白先生外面是白的。But
he was cheating on the inside.
但他里面在欺骗。So
I call him Mr. Whitewash.
所以呢，我把它称之为呢洗白了。Now,
in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus tells this story about whitewashed sepulchers.
所以呢，就是说是啊，那个就是在新约里。And
they would have a cave.
所以呢，他们会称之为就是洗白了的坟墓，他们有一个坟墓。And
inside the cave were a whole bunch of dead bones. They buried people in there.
你在那个就是洞穴里，墓穴里有很多的那些白骨，他们的死的人埋在那里。And
then somebody would come along with a can of white paint, and they would paint all over the gate to the sepulcher so that it looked beautiful.
所以有的人呢，那会把那个坟墓的外面，直到门呢。 全部漆成白色，看起来很漂亮。
And so the people would walk by and say, isn't that lovely, little boy, little girl? But mommy, look at that, and they're beautiful.
所以就是有些小孩呢过来，他说妈妈、爸爸，你看呢，看到这里那个东西看起来很漂亮了。
Mommy would have to say, don't go in there, Johnny. That's where all the dead bones are.
妈妈会说呢，叫你不要进到那里去，里面埋的全是白骨。
And the Lord Jesus said to the leaders of his day, you're just whitewashed sepulchers. You look good, and people follow you, and inside it's all dead bones.
所以主耶稣对那些人说呢，就说是你们都像是那个粉白了的那样的坟墓，你们的外面看起来都是很善良的，但里面呢就是都是死亡的白骨。
And that was Mr. Laban.
这就是拿班。
Looks great on the outside, but he's just a whitewashed sepulcher.
外面看起来很好，但是呢，它其实是一个洗白了的，刷白了的坟墓。
All right, so that's where we have to leave it today.
其实今天我们要就是停下来的。We
always end up leaving the story in the middle. Sorry.
我们通常呢就会在故事的中间就停下来，抱歉。
Lord, we just want to thank you for the truth of the Bible.
主啊，我们要感谢您在圣经里的真理。
We want to thank you that your stories are not boring.
我们要感谢您的故事呢，并不无聊。
We thank you that they're interesting, but that they're real. They tell us about life.
主啊，我们感谢您的，他们非常有意思，但是他们却是真实的，他告诉我们人生。
Lord, our prayer is that each of us will be wise enough to do what God wants and to do it God's way.
今天主要我们要就是祷告，每一个人呢都是需要去做神先要我们做的，也按照神的方式去做。
And so we give thanks now for these stories. We pray that we might live, that we might live in recognition that our blessed Lord Jesus loves us, and may we do what is right to follow Him.
今天主要我们就是知道呢，就让我们理解这样的一些故事，以正确的方式，我们也知道呢，就是意识到主耶稣基督呢，他爱我们，就是我们也让我们要跟从他，以正确的方式跟从他。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在向神感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you on Zoom.